Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless until you know history. When right now to the front lines of history in the making. Big endorsement out of the 3rd Congressional District here in Wisconsin. The race to succeed Ron Kind. Ron Kind, friend of mine. Briefly, he and I practiced law together a long time ago. Then he went over and became a DA, and then he ran for Congress. He's had an exemplary record in the House of Representatives, a real leader in the House on the Ways and Means Committee, and a great loss that he has decided to not run for re-election, spend some time with his family, and I fully understand that. He lived on an airplane basically the last 24 years or so, something like that. Very, very tough. Anyway, there is a fellow running to succeed him on the Democratic side named Brad Paff. Brad was raised on a dairy farm in that congressional district. Governor Evers appointed him as the state agriculture director, and then the Republicans knifed him in the back. Brad Paff finally came up for confirmation. The Republicans basically will sit on confirmations, make them serve as acting directors, try to make it difficult for Evers to govern. With Brad Paff, they voted him down. First time, I believe, in anybody's memory in Wisconsin history that a state Senate, even with a governor in the other party, wouldn't confirm for no good reason his appointment to any cabinet position. The reason that they knifed him, they said, this is unbelievable, really. You know that farms are consolidating. You know that CAFOs, concentrated animal feeding operations, and large corporate farms are increasing. You know that family dairy farms that have been in the family for 150 years are falling every day. And that imposes severe stress on farmers, family farmers, small farms. And there are records of suicide among those farmers. And Brad Paff's proposed that in the budget, they include $100,000 for counseling services and mental health services for family farmers who were under unbelievable stress. And for that reason, the Republicans stabbed Brad Paff in the back. Well, Paff got his revenge. He ran for the state Senate in this last election in La Crosse area and won. And thank goodness he did, because we've been doing everything in our power to stop a veto-proof majority in the legislature. In other words, a legislature with so many Republicans in a gerrymandered legislature that they can simply override a gubernatorial veto. Brad Paff stood tall. He also at one time worked on Ron Kind's staff. He knows about the Congress. He also worked in the Agriculture Department in Washington. This is a guy, you can't think of a better congressman for the 3rd Congressional District. Well, just the other day, Ron Kind endorsed Brad Paff. The incumbent Ron Kind endorsed Brad Paff. And we don't know how many people will run in that primary. We keep an eye on all of them. But right now, it's an important issue. It's an important development that Ron Kind, my friend Ron Kind, has endorsed Brad Paff in the 3rd Congressional District. His opponent is a not only a right-wing Republican, but he talks in a disturbing right-wing violent fashion in this respect. He went out to the January 6th insurrection. He paid for it with campaign funds. People had not contributed to him to pay his expenses for a trip in a hotel in Washington, D.C. to go up and support overthrowing the election. They didn't do that. They did not do that. It was wrong of him to use campaign funds to do that. And he went, and he went to the speech. And if that's all he did, you could say it was wrong of him to use funds that weren't his property to do that. But whatever, whatever, whatever. But then he walked up to the Capitol. He walked up to the Capitol, and he has admitted he went into areas that he was not supposed to. He's not been charged, for all I know. You don't want that in the Congress. You do not want a guy who went to the insurrection. You don't want that, because if he ever gets in the Congress, he will vote to decertify any election won by a Democrat. He will vote to destroy our democracy. You don't want that in any candidate, any Republican candidate, and especially not in the 3rd Congressional District. 3rd Congressional District, at one time, there's an historic district, swing district. Al Baldus once represented that district. Al was a friend of mine, a very good congressman. Steve Gunderson, a Republican but a moderate, represented that district. Luke, you're at the microphone, my friend. What's up?
Yeah, and outside of the Derek Van Orden information, I think the other headline that is coming out of the Wisconsin 3rd Congressional District this week as well, there was a different candidate that announced her candidacy. We had Rebecca Cook, who is the Secretary of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, appointed by Governor Tony Evers to that board, also raised on a farm, I believe, and a small businesswoman out of Eau Claire who announced her candidacy for that congressional seat as well on the Democratic side. So I think it'll be a really interesting primary and then general as well. But I'm excited to see, Matt, that we're seeing some candidates announced for these positions, like Ron Kind's vacating seat and some of these other big, big seats that are going to be coming up in 2022.
Yeah, here's the deal. The main thing is to hold that seat, obviously. That's number one. Number two, a lot of these people coming in are not going to have a lot of name recognition on either side. Brad Paff has more name recognition than anyone else because he's in the state Senate. I mean, he's already run, and there are 33 state Senate seats, and there are only 8 congressional seats. So there are about roughly a little over four state Senate seats per congressional seat. So in about a quarter of his district, he has very good name recognition. But what I place great store on is Ron Kind's endorsement. Ron Kind is one of the best members of Congress. He's not only is a friend of mine, and by way of disclaimer, did we practice law together briefly until he went into politics, but he has unimpeachable integrity and he has good judgment. And by his endorsing Brad Paff, that's a very, very strong endorsement. So we'll see. This other fellow, Van Orden, you can't have a guy, a Republican, who used campaign money to go out for the insurrection. I mean, you know, what do you need? You need this thing in Ducks and Bunnies or something? This guy is going to get into the Congress if he does, and he'll vote to decertify any election won by a Democrat or by anybody he doesn't like. This guy does not believe in democracy. It's important, very important, that he be beaten. And there will be a primary, apparently, which I think is great. I like primaries. It attracts attention to the parties. And, you know, in politics, there's a thing called live pitching. In other words, you can be the best baseball player in the world in batting practice. You can hit a home run every time you're up in batting practice. But when you face live pitching, that's a little different. And to have our candidates face, in effect, live pitching in a primary, in other words, debates, forums, attacks, counterattacks, and all that, is invaluable experience. So stay tuned. The 3rd Congressional District, remember something, there are 8 congressional districts in this state. 2 of them are just sky blue districts. That's Madison, Milwaukee. You have Mark Pocan, and right now you have Gwen Moore in Milwaukee, although there are always discussions about whether she would run for re-election. But at least those are Democratic seats. The only other seat so far, because of gerrymandering, that we've been able to hold is the 3rd Congressional District. And that's for historic reasons as well. Western Wisconsin goes back and forth. And it's important to keep that district. So we don't know after reapportionment what its contours will be. We have kind of a general idea. But the fact of the matter is that that's a district that we've got to target heavily, as well as several of the others. I mean, frankly, Luke, the 1st Congressional District, Les Aspin held that district. Les Aspin held that district from 1970 until he was appointed Secretary of Defense by Bill Clinton in 1993. That can be held. The problem was, what they did is they added some gerrymandered wards in Waukesha County and Southern Milwaukee County, which are quite conservative, but it's still a district that can be won. Yeah, Luke, what do you think about the first?
Yeah, the first got so many more conservative voters. Jim Sensenbrenner, when he was in the fifth, they lobbed off just the bottom half of Waukesha County and gave it to the first congressional district just so that Paul Ryan could have a more comfy seat down there back in 2010. So it was it's definitely an interesting dynamic. I think redistricting is going to play a huge role, and I'm really excited to see what maps are going to be in play for this upcoming election year.
Well, and the thing about the old 5th and lopping off Waukesha County, if we have fair maps, we put Waukesha County back together in the present 5th. When Sensenbrenner had it, was the old 9th congressional district. And you lop that off, that's a purple district. That's a district where if we come up with a good candidate, we can win. We can absolutely win. And the rest of the state, from time to time, has been winnable. Dave Obey represented the northern part of the state. Father Cornell represented Green Bay. So stand by, exciting time coming up. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.